在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The World Health Organization today raised its pandemic flu alert level to 5, its second highest threat level. That says the number of confirmed swine flu cases in the U.S. has now risen to 94, with health officials also reporting the first death in the U.S. related to the disease, a 22-month-old boy from Mexico who died in Texas. In Texas, there have been 16 confirmed cases of swine flu. State's governor today moved to issue a disaster declaration for the entire state and also postponed all high school athletic competition through May 11th. Cases of the new strain of the flu have now been reported in a total of 11 U.S. states. The virus is suspected in the deaths of at least 159 people in Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says closing the U.S. border with Mexico would not stop the spread of swine flu. Napolitano was questioned by members of a Senate committee on the government's handling of the outbreak. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Napolitano told members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee that the government has shipped stocks of antiviral medicines to states with active flu outbreaks and those on the southwest border. But she said closing the border would not prevent further spread of the disease.
Making such a closure right now has not been merited by the facts. Would have very, very little marginal benefit in terms of containing the actual outbreak of virus within our own country.
There was also skepticism about the use of thermal imaging devices deployed at some Asian airports to detect people carrying the flu. A CDC official testified the scanners are not effective because many people carry the disease but do not yet have a fever. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says he is pleased but not satisfied with the progress his administration has made in its first 100 days in office. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama marked the mini milestone with a town hall meeting in Missouri, saying he wanted to give a progress report to people in the middle of the country, where, he said, common sense reigns. Mr. Obama cheered accomplishments like passage of the economic stimulus bill and expanded health insurance for children, but he said real progress on the economy, health care, and other challenges can't be measured in just 100 days.
The crisis that we're confronting was many years in the making. It will take us time to overcome it. We've come a long way. We can see the light on the horizon, but we've got a much longer journey ahead.
The town hall meeting was a warm-up of sorts. Later tonight, Mr. Obama will answer reporters' questions about his first 100 days during a primetime news conference. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 168 points, ending the session at 8,185. The NASDAQ gained 38 points to close at 1,711. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 18 points to close at 873. This is NPR. Bank of America shareholders have decided that Ken Lewis won't be keeping his job as chairman of the Charlotte-based bank, though Lewis will retain his title as CEO. That decision came from Bank of America shareholders at the firm's annual meeting today. Lewis will also keep his seat on the board. The change in Lewis's job title comes after a proposal to change the company's bylaws was approved. Bank of America has been under intense scrutiny in recent months after it became one of the biggest recipients of government support after its acquisition of struggling Merrill Lynch. A fifth individual convicted of plotting to kill U.S. military personnel at Fort Dix, New Jersey, has been handed a 33-year prison sentence. 25-year-old Philadelphia convenience store clerk Sadar Tatar has been less involvement than the other four convicted in the plot, all of whom were handed life sentences. They were accused of apparently providing or plotting to attack Fort Dix and kill Army personnel. Lebanese authorities released four generals suspected of involvement in the 2005 assassination of a former Lebanese prime minister. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
Hezbollah has long called for the release of the four generals, arguing that their imprisonment had more to do with politics than with facts in the case against them. Now, the court tasked with trying the suspects in the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri agrees with Hezbollah, at least partially. The presiding judge at the Special Tribunal for Lebanon ordered the four generals released from prison due to lack of evidence. The pro-Syrian generals had been held for more than 3 years. Fireworks and automatic gunfire erupted from parts of Beirut as the announcement was made on TV. Lebanon's parliamentary leader and Rafik Hariri's son, Saad Hariri, said he would respect the court's decision. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.
I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.